we spend so much time working on our elevator stories, our highlight reel of our journey. So if you get in an elevator with a stranger and you have maybe 12 floors to get them interested, to tell them the highlight reel of your journey, are they going to be interested when they get off the elevator? We've sat around on our team with stopwatches to really get that story condensed. What you don't see in that elevator story is the struggle. Today, I'm going to tell you my version of my story you'd hear if you were actually trapped on that elevator with me. Maybe. In my elevator story, you'll hear how my team hit executive in 3 years. We hit silver executive in 5 years, and we are feeling very blessed by that journey. In my trapped in an elevator story, you'll hear how that really went down. No struggle, no story. When you're trapped in an elevator with me, you're most likely going to hear how shortly after starting this business, my boss fired me suddenly from my full-time job because he didn't like my commitment to Zingular. You'll probably get an earful about how my original sponsor left the company to join a different company, took a director line of my business. It wasn't a peaceful exit. When you're trapped in an elevator with me, you're definitely going to hear about how in the 5 months leading up to my wedding, I was an executive and I lost 100,000 in volume. Yeah, you're doing the math right. No struggle, no story. The first tip I have for you is don't give up on people. No just means not right now. When I was first introduced to this company, I didn't want anything to do with it. I didn't want the products. I didn't want the business. I joined 5.5 years ago. I heard about it 6.5 years ago. I was a bartender 6 nights a week. I was going to business school full time. I was broke. I was exhausted, and I was feeling pretty horrible about myself. A lady I had never met before picked up a shift for one night only in the bar I was working at. She offered me a Zing sample. She said, "You need to do this business with me." I looked at her like she was crazy. I handed the sample back to her, and I told her I wasn't going to Zing anywhere with her. Thankfully, she added me on Facebook, and I did what any normal person would do. I proceeded to stalk her page for the next year, you know. I watched, I stalked, I'd message her in the middle of the night. I'd be like, "Okay, I'm interested." And she'd call me the next day, and I wouldn't answer. Why would I? I was broke. I was embarrassed that I was broke, and I didn't have any belief. Until I saw this transformation. This photo spoke to me. This photo made me believe I could do it. I saw myself in the before, and I saw myself in the after. Your story is so powerful. Your friends and family are fixated on your journey, as they should be. But keep in mind, while they're happy for you, they may not be able to relate to your journey. So be mindful to share many different types of transformations, all shapes, all sizes, because you never know who you're going to make a believer that day. I made $554 in my first month of sharing. I will never forget that number. You see, that $554 is the most life-changing money I've ever made with this. This opportunity has blessed me financially, don't get me wrong. I've purchased a new car, I've paid off all my credit card debt, we've been able to help others who are less fortunate, we're purchasing a new house. But you see, that $554 was more than all of that. That money filled up my cupboards and my refrigerator, which had been empty for quite some time. It paid that extra stack of bills that I was stressing about. I was pushing it aside every month. I didn't know how I was going to pay it. That $554 changed my life, and it lit a fire inside me. Which brings me to my next tip. Never underestimate the power of getting that first check into somebody's hands. That may be $78. You never know how much that's going to inspire somebody or light a fire inside of them. So I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I got fired from my job, and right away I had a choice to make. I could cry into my Cheerios, feel sorry for myself, go out there, find another soul-sucking bartending job to make me miserable, or I was just given a gift. I was given the chance to run with this opportunity. I chose to run with it. I went home that very night. I plugged into my first training call because I was always working. I never got to hear them. I plugged in, I stayed plugged in, and I'm still plugged in today. It was on that call I heard how this business is a roller coaster. The highs are going to make you forget all about the lows. All you have to do is stay on the track. And remembering that is, you know, what's got me through all my struggles. Every manager, And every ambassador deals with a roller coaster, and that struggle is what makes up each of their stories. The ones that succeed are the ones that stay the course, the ones that push through. That one call spoke to me and inspired me, and it prepared me for the next 3 years that it took for my team to hit executive. When we hit executive, I truly felt like I had arrived. Like, I had been working so hard for this. This was it. Like, platinum executive, watch out, here I come. I never would have guessed that my struggle was actually just beginning. The night before we went to Dubai, Clay proposed to me, and I was on top of the world. Life was amazing. And then I got this great idea that I'm going to plan this big Italian wedding, and I'm going to do every little detail all by myself. Bad idea. Don't get me wrong. I was blessed to have the opportunity to do this. I got to create my dream wedding to the man of my dreams, but it stole my focus. And the bottom line is, the speed of the leader is the speed of the team. Your team will duplicate what you do, good or bad. Always remember that. My team is amazing. I love you guys. You are the best. But they saw my attention, my priorities, and my focus shift. And naturally, they let their attention and priorities and focus shift as well. I led the way, and I showed them that that's okay by my actions. In the 5 months leading up to my wedding, when all that nitty-gritty planning was just consuming all my attention, I lost 100,000 in volume. I thought I was done. I had lost my sparkle. This was the first and only time I had ever thought about truly walking away from this. Like, this is it. This is the end of my road. Like, what am I going to do now? It was super scary. But you're always just one decision away from a totally different life. So right after our wedding, right after my business hit rock bottom, we went on our honeymoon in Hawaii, and it was just on my mind, and I knew I was a fighter, and I decided I wasn't going down without a fight. So I checked myself. Singular is my passion. I dug deep, and I rediscovered my why. I had a pretty raw heart-to-heart with Clay, and poor guy, I'm doing all this on our honeymoon, right? But it was on my mind, and I was honest with him, and we decided together that when we got home, I was going to give it all I've got. And this is a big tip. Getting your family on board and including them in your dream building is crucial. Even if your spouse doesn't do the business with you, or even if they're not necessarily supportive, they make sacrifices too. So include them in your goals. Let them know why you are doing what you do. I had to make a change. I had to do something different. We got home right before Thanksgiving. I got to work. As my business started to thrive, everybody kept saying, "What's your secret? What's your secret? She's got to have a secret." My secret is that I've never, ever worked so hard in my life at something. I was getting up way earlier. I was going to bed way later every single day, 7 days a week. I got bold. I put myself out there, and I did it afraid, very afraid. I was on a mission to get 5,000 Facebook friends because I knew the key to my success was filling my funnel to the brim. And in the next 5 months, my team went from 60,000 in volume to 240,000. What's always kept me going is the saying, "Will you do today what others won't, so tomorrow you can live how others can't imagine?" Yes, yes, I will. You have to do it when you don't want to do it. You have to do it when you're tired. You have to do it when you'd rather be out on the lake playing with your friends. Do it when your favorite TV show's on, and please turn that TV off. Do yourself a favor. Do it now. So in the future, you'll have the time freedom to just do it when you want to do it. When you'd normally throw in the towel for the day, keep going and do it again. I would have a cycle. Maybe I'd post on Facebook. I'd do some three-ways, interact in some groups, maybe go over to Pinterest. I'd check off all my boxes, and normally I'd be done for the day. Not anymore. Do it again. And if you really want to make a change, go back and repeat that cycle a third time and watch your business grow, because it will grow. You're doing triple the work. So I was willing to sacrifice. My family was on board. What next? What was I going to do? Friend collecting. I needed more friends. I needed more people to expose this to. The goal was to get to 5,000 friends and even more followers. Where do you find these friends, though? I mean, you can go to friends of friends, out talking to people. Suggested friends list. Facebook lays it out for you on a silver platter. Here are some people you can be friends with. Go ahead, start clicking. But I started joining a lot of groups. Join some groups that you can actually speak on the subject to. you can participate and you can actually sound like you know what you're talking about, whether it's a hobby, whether it's a city group or your town or something like that. Start chatting, join those groups, be active, so that way it's not as creepy when you're randomly sending a Facebook friend request. But we're in the relationship business. Like, get out there and relate. As lots of us know, if you send out too many friend requests, you will go to something called Facebook jail. Yeah, sounds like there's a sentence over there. So if you're in Facebook jail, they're just gonna cut you off. It's gonna put your business on hold. You don't wanna be in there. Every couple days, I go into my friends list. I go to the outgoing friends, and you can undo any requests. So anybody who hasn't approved your friend request, take it back because it's gonna keep you out of the slammer. So go check that every couple days. And utilize your testimonial group. If you don't have a sneak peek group, go start one. I put everyone in this group. If you've shown any interest in what I do, you're going in the group. And sometimes if you don't show any interest, you're going in the group too. It's not enough to just throw people in there and walk away though. The key is to be active. If you ever come out of a restaurant and had like 45 notifications on your phone and you start flipping through, you skim through, you're gonna miss a lot. Chances are you missed that I just added you to a life-changing group. But if 3 days later I make a post in that same group, since you're my Facebook friend, you're gonna get a notification. And maybe that's a convenient time for you. You see it and you say, hey, what is this? Let me check it out. So keep adding, keep posting, and keep it relevant. And you want to build up your leaders. Lead by example. Love your tribe. Your team is your tribe. Inspire them by showing them what is possible, not by telling them. Get out there and show them. How can you expect your team to do something that you're not willing to do yourself? Lead by example. Love on your team. Show them your appreciation. They deserve that. A little bit of recognition is going to go a long way. I love to do a lot of contests on my team. I try to come up with some fun ones, but they're working hard. Show them your appreciation. Do some fun contests. You get to write it off. Your team feels the love. All of your businesses are growing. I'd say that's worth your efforts to come up with some fun contests. And you need to be a product of the product. So my dirty little secret is I built my business on all of your stories, and I thank you for that. It was only last year that I shared my own story. I was embarrassed that I had never finished my transformation. I was embarrassed that I yo-yoed back and forth sometimes. But I had to get over that. We're all a work in progress. And when I finally shared my own story, my business exploded. That picture with me in my wedding dress directly led to me sponsoring hundreds of people in a matter of months. I just had to do it afraid. And you want to offer everything. I call it the whole enchilada. Our customers only get one shot at the money-back guarantee. Who are we to assume that they're not gonna benefit from all of the products in our line? It's our responsibility to present them all of the options, explain the relevance and the benefits, and let them make the decision. You guys can do this. I'm not anyone special. I was a bartender going to business school. The only thing I ever helped anyone with was to get a hangover. Like, you can totally do this. And knowing your why is crucial, because your why is just that. It's yours. It's nobody else's. It's what drives you. It's what picks you up and dusts you off when you want to throw in the towel. You can share your why with your team. You can share it with your upline. Or you can keep it to yourself, because the only person it needs to drive is you. Your why needs to grow. It needs to evolve with you. We spend so much time on personal development to become leaders and become better people in general. Then parts of your why should change and develop with you. A lot of my why is the same as when I started, but a lot of it's changed along with me over the years. Sometimes your why grows with you, sometimes it grows inside you. So I'd love nothing more than to announce for the first time my new why, who will be here in April.